Okay, so if Microsoft makes a Xbox Portable, here are a couple tips for them, learned from the failure of the Sony PSP. Number one, either include two analog controller knobs, or none at all. The DS did fine. Sony did not. The PSP did not. I think part of the reason why is because it had one controller stick. And people are like, oh, that's fine for platforming games. Yeah, it is. But have you tried playing Star Wars Battlefront 2? Or that one, or Grand Theft Auto, or anything that involves what would traditionally be an all-stick controller? Yeah, then if you have, you know how miserable it is. So please, put two in, or go the DS route and make a... touch screen, sorry. And basically just have, like, say, well, if you want dual controller, then, use the touch screen. Okay. Second, if you're gonna make it a multimedia device, don't use an all-new, unproven, stupid-looking media format. I'm utterly surprised that UMD didn't fail in the first week. I mean, unless it kind of did. Which it did. Number one, they just look so stupid. They're like those mini DVDs the GameCube used to have in big, chunky plastic cases. I think they would have done better if they didn't have those big, chunky plastic cases. But then they'd be easier to lose, they say. Well, screw that. I don't like being looking stupid. Anyways, also, what was I going to say? Downloadable content. That's the way to go. If you are going to make a portable Xbox, then make it entirely Xbox Live Arcade. Or arcade compatible, you know? What I think would be would be if you could say, okay, here's an Xbox Live Arcade title. Say, Geometry Wars. And it's not very heavy. Sorry. Weird. Anyways, it's not very graphics intensive. Well, okay, I guess it is. But if Microsoft's going to make a little machine, they're at least going to make it as nice as, or nicer than, like, a Zune HD. But it's not that graphics intensive compared to, say, Halo. So what I want to do is, okay, here's, you log into your Xbox Live account. And you say, hey, there's Geometry Wars, I've downloaded it before. And then what you say is, oh, do you want to download it to your portable device? And you can be like, well, sure, I'll download it. And basically, then it would download Geometry Wars, and with your two sticks, analog sticks, you could play it, the full Geometry Wars, on your mobile device. And then upload the scores. See, what would be awesome is if it's, like, a phone and a gaming device. So that you could be like, yes? Hello? Oh, wait, I'm going to play Geometry Wars. But the upside of that is that anywhere you go, and this could be, like, Xbox Live Anywhere. I don't know if anyone remembers the Live Anywhere initiative. Wow, that would have worked great with all those Windows, or, Windows Mobile games out there. Oh. Anyways, does anyone remember that? I don't think most people do. Anyways, I'm running out of time. Anyways, yeah, so you could do that and, like, upload your scores from anywhere. So it would kind of be like an iPhone, only instead of having OpenFaint or whatever game-based leaderboards, they're all Xbox Live Arcade Xbox Live compatible. They could even make a mini Halo. 343 Studios, I'm sure they're already on that. And finally, don't make it, like, all touchscreen. Like, I guess you could do kind of a Zune HD. But I was gonna say, the problem with the iPhone, and I have this Geometry Wars, like, I'm out of time. I'll tell it later.